Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, in this morning's Gospel, Jesus is teaching us one of the virtues that most of us do not consider very important, and that is the virtue of prudence. We saw when Jesus realized that the people have plotted against him, he did not say, oh, don't you know that I'm the Son of God? Don't you know that I have the power over you? He avoided confrontation. He withdrew and went to the other place to preach the message of God. He avoided confrontation not because he was afraid, but he applied the virtue of prudence. Because the goal there is to accomplish the will of the Father. He did not want the people to take him away before his time. He was very smart about his message, about his preaching. Because the goal is to accomplish the Father's will. And that was why he withdrew. And the moment he withdrew, those who were plotting against him couldn't do anything more. I think this is something we have to think about and reflect, especially in our various families, in our places of work, or wherever we find ourselves. To always avoid confrontation, because confrontation will not do any good. When we avoid that, we have the opportunity to complete our assignment. It is just like someone, maybe in a corporation, you know that you are still very smart, more than your boss. And each time, when your boss says something, he says, oh, no, I know it more than you. It doesn't make sense. Even though you know it more than your boss, then you have to apply the virtue of prudence so that you will achieve your goal. Because the moment you try to come up with confrontation, your boss might fire you, and that's it, right? So, Jesus is teaching us not only to be patient in delivering our message, but also to be prudent about it, so that that goal will be achieved. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray in this Mass today for the grace to always imitate Jesus and apply what we have learned in our lives, so that the purpose why God brought us in this world will be achieved. Because it will not make sense if we don't achieve that goal as a result of the way we do things. But let us be prudent. Let us be smart about all we are doing, so that God's name will be given the glory, and we will also have that joy and happiness. May we rise for the prayer of the faithful.